Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morning, Kirsten. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm very excited today. Hope you're all in a melancholy mood.
Ooh, okay.
Always, always.
About to get some big pathetic fallacy, yes, with the rain cloud that's just rolled over the studio
perfect,
out there.
Perfect. So today we're doing Fado, which is, I don't want to say it's a Portuguese music. It's a way of life. It's a cultural,
ooh, okay,
identity. It's so big for Portugal. And Portugal is a small European country, right? But they had, back hundreds of years ago, they were big colonizers.
Yeah.
So Brazil, Cape Verde in Africa, and lots of places still speak Portuguese. And so its reach is quite global.
Yeah.
But before I talk about Fado, I want to introduce you to another concept. It's called saudade.
Saudade. Mm-hmm.
And that is the feeling that it's a desire for something that does not and probably cannot exist.
Ooh.
For something, it's not an act of discontent or poignant sadness, but an indolent dreaming wistfulness.
Oh, I love that.
Good word. Very good word.
It's a despairing belief in a futile destiny, fueled by a pining hopelessness.
Wow, okay. This sounds like being 14.
Good
That's
morning.
Exactly. It's a vibe.
So, you know, the hundreds of years ago during their big colonial period, you know, a lot of sailors and everyone was away.
Right.
And sailors singing in bars and you know, women missing their partners. And then now with a Portuguese diaspora and people all over the world, yep, it's a longing for a homeland that doesn't exist. And kind of maybe a longing for the heyday of Portugal, which was a little more important than the global sea.
Interesting.
And they love it. So saudade is a pleasure you suffer, ooh, and an ailment you enjoy.
Okay.
Because you had something good. You had a love or a childhood, yep, or a parent or a country or an experience. And so saudade is the spirit of Fado. And so even though you can't understand the lyrics, maybe
you can get
you
the
can
vibe.
Feel the saudade.
Okay, I'm going to hit the first track now.
Yeah, so this is cafe, bar, restaurant music.
Okay,
you
right.
You know? Two 12-string guitars and a singer.
Confesso que te amo. Confesso. Não corro.
Yes, I am a fan.
Yeah, me too.
100%.
I know, my body's all shivers.
I feel like I should have a bottle of red wine or something. And
wistfully looking out the window.
The red satin dress and gloves up to your elbow.
A single tear rolling down your cheek. Who is this amazing woman?
This is an amazing woman. This is Amália Rodrigues, and she's one of the icons of the movement in that it had sort of multiple heydays because it's hundreds of years old.
Yeah.
So in the late 30s, 40s, and 50s, you know, with cinema, black and white cinema,
yep,
and so she came through that time and sort of rebrought these, you know, old sad sailor songs back in. And she passed in 1999. So, like, she was, you know, big through this latter half of that century.
So this is from an album called Fado, I believe.
Yeah, they'll use Fado. They'll use it a lot. There's songs that have the word in it. Fado means fate. So it's like, you know, that's saudade as well, you know, like... I know you guys, your hearts are all starting to just rip apart into pieces.
Genuinely loving this right
this
now.
This is amazing.
I didn't know I needed this on my Friday. Friday the 13th.
I made the mistake of trying to look at translations of the words, and they're really hard to find. And I was going to capture elements of it just to share it. And it was busting my heart out as well.
Oh.
The longing, like, honestly, don't look at the words.
Just sit in the moment. Oh. Don't read it. So... Confesso, are these songs that she wrote or someone wrote for her, or are they old songs that she was reworking?
A bit of both. Yeah, there's like traditional Fado. And these are the classic ones with the guitar, the 12 string. You know, sometimes now, you know, people will do it on TV shows with orchestras,
yeah,
and, you know, young people trying to maybe do, you know, a little reggae or, you know. But this is the classic.
Mm.
So if you have any Portuguese friends, just crank this on and just watch. You know,
amazing.
End of the night.
They'll go, stop it.
She has got an insane voice.
Yeah,
I don't want to get this wrong, but it reminds me a little bit of Edith Piaf and that French sort of torchy cafe singing as well.
Quite different, but definitely parallels there.
Yeah. I mean, that one has more of a sexiness. This is just that, taking your heart out.
Someone says, the red wine would be in a carafe and there would be a candle in an old Chianti bottle.
Yes, there would.
And four cats on your lap.
Oh, my actual dream.
I'm imagining a small black veil across your face too.
Yes.
This is so good. Yes. Oh, amazing. Okay, I'm a big fan. That was Amalia Rodriguez. And who is our next artist?
Carlos Del Carmo.
Oh, here we go.
Hear the orchestra. It is mostly women. But he's one of the iconic male singers. Died in 2021. He died this year in January.
Oh, wow, really? Someone says, is this technically emo music?
Yes, it is.
The soundtrack of Lusting Divorcees.
Okay. Quando nós nos olhamos, tardamos no beijo que a boca
pedia. Big Wes Anderson film vibes from this person.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's so photo to even have the mythology. So supposedly the very first photo in 1817, whatever, was about a Bohemian count, aristocrat, who was in love with a prostitute.
That sounds like a kind of classic.
I'm pretty sure one of them dies, but
yeah.
It wouldn't be a big angsty story without somebody dying in it. Not to keep doing the old it sounds like Edith Piaf, or it sounds like the French counterparts, but this does have a bit of a Jacques Brel vibe about it.
Yeah, so apparently he did try to change it up with orchestra and maybe a little jazz.
Is there a dance culture attached to this at all?
I saw some visuals of dance. I didn't read about it. I think, maybe some of the songs people can then, later. It sounds like you could tango if you added the beat later.
Yeah.
But Brazil has its own sort of Latin sounds. Tango's Argentinian, so they have their own, so maybe the Brazilians,
there is
have
maybe
a version.
Chianti, thank you, Matt. Sorry, I didn't know how that's pronounced. It's one of those words I've read and never said.
And so some of them, they're stories. So it's like this narrative of who you met, and you met her on the beach, and and you can tell even from his delivery, it's a story.
I mean, I'm just listening to it like I knew what was going on.
I know.
I have no idea.
I find it super relaxing, this music.
I find it dangerous.
Dangerous.
Since we're spiraling into Inui. Ennui. It's spelled Inui for everyone.
Again, read and not see, mostly.
Yes, that's right. Oh, even that phrase I said before, an indolent dreaming wistfulness.
Yes.
I was like, what's indolent again? It's like lazy, you don't want to move.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you.
Yeah, exactly.
You just want to wistful and not move.
This is fantastic. It's also giving me a bit of Scott Walker as well in the sort of Western canon, but he was obviously leaning on a lot of influences from these spaces, so it all probably comes back to the same circle.
Oh, it has a little positive jazz ending.
I'm literally going to go and listen to so much of this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
What a voice.
Who is this?
This is Maritza, and she's a lot more modern, and so keeping the tradition going. So she was born in Portuguese Mozambique to a Mozambican mother. So she also incorporates, elements of that heritage as well.
Right.
But grew up in Portugal. And part of her narrative is when Amalia passed in 1999, Maritza sort of took on the torch. She was young.
Mm. Oh, wow. Quite the mantle to carry.
And so, I mean, this music's global. World music festivals, you know, all sorts of things around the world. Like, they don't just stay in Portugal.
Yeah,
it's got a global reach.
Someone says, highlights how much can be communicated without even understanding the language.
Yeah.
I can hear sorrow, loss, and longing.
Yep. Absolutely.
Me too.
Don't look up the words, I'm telling you.
Unless you want to cry in your lunch break.
Don't photo and drive.
We were talking about this in the office yesterday, and I think Sarah is a big fan of fado as a genre, and she said there's a producer who's worked on Rosalia, who's like one of the biggest pop stars in the Spanish-speaking world, who incorporates lots of fado elements into that, which is really interesting when you hear, like, you know, super old traditions of music being put into the big pop realm.
Dr. Kirsten Zemke is often the highlight of my week, says a texter.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Although today you're probably crying in your cereal.
No, but you're so right, though, because it's got that wistfulness.
Yeah, I can hear a little happiness. Like, I'm sure she's in the part of the story when they met, you know, and their eyes
and it's steamy.
Met. Yeah. And they had a few days, you know,
a few caresses in the sun. A few caresses in the sun.
Is it weird? Okay, now I'm going to go real deep here. You can actually feel it and where your heart really isn't, because your heart's like up to the left, but that central spot in
middle of your chest. I think it would be impossible not to be moved by this.
100%.
It's incredible. So, in terms of like a live scene, is there a big circuit? What's the festival circuit
I mean, it's kind of weird. They do it on the world music circuit, which to me seems a little incongruous. You know, you're going to all your interesting things and you show up at this tent and you're like, dang, why?
Damn.
But also the Portuguese diaspora, you know, big Portuguese communities in America and, you know, and then around South America, because now it's almost included as just like a Latin music, you know, one of the many ones. But yeah, it would be best to just have it just in a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. A small
candle
bar.
Lit only.
Yeah, this may be on the ocean.
And you're alone and it's 11 p.m. and
the rain is slowly falling.
Just a little bit of rain. It's not a storm.
Spot the drama nerds.
So no Portuguese speakers out there.
Yeah, we haven't had anybody text in about that.
I can pick up a few words because I speak Spanish, but they're just like, you know, sadness, life, beautiful.
Here's the big end.
I want to think. I want to know. Yeah, quiero saber.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, crikey, Kirsten.
Oh, wow. I feel like we just all went through something together.
Hope everyone's all right. Take a big breath. Go outside, splash some water on your face. Thank you for bringing us fado this morning. Where are we going next week? What are we talking about?
Okay, well, we're going to go sort of goofy. We're going to do duets.
Duets.
Intergender duets.
Okay, wild. We'll tune in then. See you next week. Okay. Have a lovely one until then, Kirsten.
Okay, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you very much.